Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you on this Getaway Friday, January 27th, 2023. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Matter of fact, the last Friday in the month of January. And boy, oh boy, I hope you're with me this morning. Because honest to goodness, you know, I come to this microphone every morning. And you know, I'm normally in a jovial, happy mood. Everything's hunky-dory. And this morning, I was awakened with some news that just ticks me off. So I'm going to go right to it. I've got a whole lot of other stuff here to talk about this morning. But now I'm ticked off this morning. Now, I don't know if this is in today's Marion Star. And this is not the Marion Star's fault, by the way. We're going to get through this. If you don't know about it, it's blowing my mind at this point. Okay, I don't know if this is in the Marion Star. Somebody will call in and tell me that here in a second. But I know it's either going to be in today's Marion Star or tomorrow's Marion Star, and it's already up online. Now, here's the headline. Marion's Buckeye Chuck may miss Groundhog Day after PETA complaint. Now, PETA is, of course, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, I believe. Now, apparently, there is a billboard sign somewhere. I don't know if it's in Marion. I don't know where this billboard is. But it's got a groundhog on it, and it says, "I'm me, not a meteorologist. It's time to chuck this tired old tradition." Now, I have not had a chance to look at the newspaper yet, so I went to the PETA website, and it says, "According to Groundhog Day folklore, if groundhogs see their shadow when they come out of the burrow on February 2nd, there will be 6 more weeks of winter. If they don't see their shadow, spring will arrive early. But this is just a myth, of course. Even though groundhogs are intelligent and self-aware, they can't predict the weather. Still, events across the country celebrate this tired tradition by dragging sensitive groundhogs out of hibernation and displaying them as props in front of rowdy crowds. Marion, Ohio radio station WMRN-AM plans to use a live groundhog known as Buckeye Chuck, supplied by Cocos Exotics, which is only licensed to breed and sell animals, not exhibit them, and at its Groundhog Day event. Harassing a groundhog in a stressful, unfamiliar environment is always cruel, but in this case, it would also be illegal. And PETA is calling on the radio station to commit to hosting groundhog-free events moving on. We've even placed a billboard across the street from the radio station. Well, that's where it is. See, if I would have read... this is insane. Okay, it says, Cocos has unwillfully supplied a groundhog to WMRN's annual Buckeye Chuck events for years. When the U.S. Department of Agriculture learned about last year's display, the agency cited the supplier for violating the Federal Animal Welfare Act. Since 2011, Cocos has received nearly 120 citations for violations of the AWA, including more than 70 in 2022 alone, and the agency even suspended Cocos's license for 21 days due to her extensive record. Groundhogs are shy, sensitive individuals, and then at the end it says, please politely ask WMRN to replace Buckeye Chuck with a creative alternate such as a costume mascot, well, where have we heard that before, and continue Groundhog Day tradition in a progressive, innovative way that's harmful to animals, or isn't harmful to animals. Feel free to use the sample letter below. It's always powerful to use your own words. Okay, that's what the PETA website says. I'm not sure what the newspaper article says, but before somebody call in and tell me if this is in the paper today. Because here's the thing. I worked at WMRN for 5 years, and I never saw a rowdy crowd for Groundhog Day. Now, there might be 150 people there. It's certainly not a rowdy crowd. Now, it would seem to me after reading this, and again, I haven't read the newspaper, but it would seem that their problem is with the person supplying the groundhog. So if they did away with that person supplying the groundhog and got the groundhog from somebody else, would there be a problem? Seems like they want to do away with the groundhog altogether, and apparently have money to buy billboards. The problem is this. You know, you can have, this is America. You can feel how you want to feel, and this is how I feel, but why do this a few days before Groundhog Day? Why not bring this up in September? Why didn't they bring this up after last year's event? You know, nobody wants to see animals harmed. I don't want to see animals harmed. I don't think animals get this much attention. Except on Groundhog Day. And are they going to go after Punxsutawney Phil and all the other groundhogs? I mean, there are groundhogs all across this state. I don't know what WMRN's going to do at this point. I don't know if they've canceled it or not or come up with something else. But you know what? And you know what? I don't even think the people at WMRN like me anymore at this point. I think they're very, very ambivalent. I mean, it's not like we're at odds with each other. But I'll tell you what, I have to stand with them on this event. Days before their big event, a week, and this happens? And of course, the Marion Star, right, they're reporting on it. Well, they have to report on this. I mean, it is news, I understand that. But did anybody get the Marion Star this morning? Is this in the Marion Star? Has WMRN said what they're going to do yet? I mean, honest to goodness. Where have we come? I'm at the studio this morning. I should have said that. I couldn't believe this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, Buckeye Chuck has been a tradition here in Marion since 1979. 44 years? I mean, what in the world is going on? If you have a problem with the person supplying the groundhog, which is what this whole article seems to be about, fine, don't use that person. Nobody else in the state has a groundhog? Some licensed group? I don't understand. I really don't. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But to do away with a tradition, and then at the end they urge them to come up with an alternative, which obviously you know what our alternative is. It is a costume groundhog. But we weren't doing that because the only reason we did that is because they do have a live groundhog up the street, and that would seem bad, copying, for us to do that. So I don't know. I just, you know, sometimes, and you know, I'm just hearing about this morning, which is maybe why you're getting a little bit more opinion this morning than you normally would. But does anybody have the Marion Star? Did it show up this morning? Apparently this is in the Columbus Dispatch too. I don't know if it's in today or tomorrow or what it is. It's just something. 740-383-9944. Remember, I'm at the studio, so give me a call here. But does anybody have the Marion Star this morning? Has anybody read this story? Is it in the Star today that they want to do away with Buckeye Chuck, or at least do away with having a live groundhog there? I don't know. 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Go ahead, caller.
No, we don't have the Marion Star.
Oh, it hasn't showed up today.
It didn't come yesterday. Here we go again. Well, I think for about a week and a half, I got it. I can't believe this.
You know, this is that's the Marion Star's problem. But what do you think about this Buckeye Chuck thing?
No, I didn't catch all of it. But no, as long as the groundhog, they don't do anything to it, and then they let it go or whatever. When you go out by the prisons, you see them along the road there and stuff, a lot of them, so.
Well, they don't see. It seems to me like reading. I was able to read the PETA petition. I did not get the story from the Marion Star, but apparently the PETA position is that the person who's been supplying them with the groundhog is not licensed to do that, and they've been cited for it several times.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Well, no, and I think you probably should not use that person. I agree with that 100%. But they're also trying just to say, well, do away with that altogether. They're not saying, well, go find a licensed groundhog person. They're saying do away with the whole spiel or get a fake groundhog.
No, you can't do that. That's the main thing is the groundhog, so.
Right. I mean, we've got a fake groundhog down here. You don't have to go down there for a fake groundhog.
That's right, but no, I think they just, don't they bring it there the night before or something and then take it that day, so I don't see anything with that.
You know, I was already out of WMRN when they hired this person to do it, who was bringing them, but apparently there's a billboard now this is something to drive down and see, right across from the radio station that says, it's got a groundhog on it, and it says, I'm me, not a meteorologist, it's time to chuck this tired old tradition.
I'll have to go out that way.
Yeah, right across from the radio station. Isn't that nice from those PETA people?
Yeah, because I think, I know about 15 years ago or 10, I was going to put a billboard up, and then it was $700. So they're paying a lot of money to us. That don't make sense.
Well, you know what? And this was started by my friend, Charlie Evers. And there was no more advocate for animals than Charlie Evers. I mean, he had goats. Was it goats?
Donkeys.
Oh, God. Yeah. Jeannie at home is saying, what are you talking about? Yes, donkeys. He had donkeys. They had peacocks. They had, Jeannie still has dogs. You know, they had all these animals. And this is just, he would never do anything to harm an animal. And a matter of fact, years and years ago, as I read in that book, that Jeannie gave me a few weeks ago, they did use a fake groundhog, and when they used a fake groundhog, the news was all over them for that. So darned if you do, darned if you don't.
Well, did somebody complain about the animal or something? Or?
Well, they're saying that PETA, this big national organization, you know, they got money. They can come after you.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They're saying that the person who has been supplying them with the groundhog has been cited, doesn't have a license to exhibit groundhogs, and they need to do away with this and that tradition.
Well, I don't think you'd need a license to do that, would you?
Yeah, apparently you do, since 2011. She has a license to, what PETA is saying, she has a license to sell animals and breed them, but not to exhibit them. And apparently she's been cited 120 times by the AWA, including more than 70 in 2022 alone. And her license was suspended for 21 days for this extensive record.
Is she from Marion?
Somewhere in the area. It's in the thing.
Well, how is she displaying all those animals?
Well, it's an organization. I don't think she just it's Cocos.
Oh, it's different animals.
Cocos Exotics is what it's called.
No, I wonder if they're going after the one in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's what I said. I said, why are we doing this? I mean, why are we not going? And I don't like this billboard either. It's time to chuck this tired old tradition. Well, you know, that's all well and good, isn't it? Gee whiz. And that's why I want to know what the paper says. Has WMRN said anything? What are they doing?
Well, I'd like to get it and know, because I didn't get yesterday's. So today I'll be complaining. So here we go again. I think in 3 months, I haven't even got it more than two or three times a week. So.
But what do you make of this? What do you think they should do if we don't know their answer yet?
Well, I would get a hold of them and discuss it, because it's only for a few hours. And, you know, they're not hurting the groundhog. And it's, I don't know if they're just wanting people to get permits, to buy the permits or what.
Well, no. The way this PETA article reads, it starts with the fact that they've been using this group, and then it says, get rid of this tradition, it's harmful to groundhogs altogether, and do something else.
So, if Charlie, if he was still alive and he took a groundhog there, that would be okay?
Apparently you've got to have a license to exhibit. I guess if you have a license to exhibit, I don't think Charlie would have that. But apparently,
he could say it's his groundhog. He can do with it what he wants.
Well, I don't think it works that way, unfortunately. But
if it's his pet groundhog.
Oh, if he had a pet groundhog, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Like a pet dog or something, he wants to take it and put it on display. I don't know, but I've never heard of that before.
Well, no, I've never. Of course, I don't live out that way, but I don't know when this billboard went up. I don't know when this all started, but it's on the Marian Star online this morning, and this is the first I've heard of it, but I can't get in to read it because I don't have a subscription online, so I don't know if WMRN has said what they're going to do. I mean, we're less than a week away now for this controversy to be coming up.
Yeah, I was out that way, I'm trying to think when, not very long ago, within the last week, and there wasn't any that I saw. I didn't notice it. So I'll probably be going out that way today, so I'll see it.
Yeah, I mean, they've got, it's in the newspaper. That's the picture they're showing, is of that billboard. But good.
Well, somebody that gets the paper, maybe they'll call in, because sometimes if it does come, it'll come about 11. Usually it's supposed to be delivered, I think, by 8 or 8:30.
Well, remember, I'll be on through 1 today, so I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about this as the day goes along, and maybe we'll get some answers along the way.
Yeah, because that just kind of ruins it, and I don't know why, if she has to get a permit, what's the difference? I mean, if she's not harming them.
Then the article goes on to say, well, it is harmful to groundhogs, and it's time to do something different. You know,
they don't want them doing it, period.
Sounds that way.
Yes. Okay.
Well, thanks. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
And remember, if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. 740-383-9944. I'm at the studio today. 740-383-9944. What a way to kick off the morning. Isn't that an interesting thing? I've been around Marion a long time, and I've never seen anything like this. I mean, this groundhog event is 1 hour. Now, again, I am not for the harmful treatment of any animal. But what about things like carnivals and things like the fair? I mean, is everything there treated according to PETA standards? Is it because they consider this a show? Is that what this is all about? I don't understand it, to be honest with you. I understand that they feel this is harmful to a groundhog. I get it. But it seems like they have more trouble with the group supplying the groundhog than anything else. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did anybody's paper actually show up this morning? Who can tell us what this is all about? I mean, well, we know what it's all about. But has WMRN said what they're going to do yet? You know, and the problem is, the people at WMRN, they've only got a handful of employees left down there. And I'm sure that Clear Channel, or iHeartRadio, whatever they call it now, who owns them, is probably going to make the ultimate decision. It probably is not going to be somebody at WMRN. But, wow, oh, wow. What an interesting story. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, I'm at the studio. So that's the number you want to dial, 740-383-9944. I hope that what happens here is that they find somebody else who's licensed to exhibit the groundhog, or, alternatively, maybe they can go another route and do away with Buckeye Chuck, but I guess... I don't know what you do. I really don't know. to be honest with you. It's just a mess. 740-383-9944. And maybe they'll just go ahead and do it anyways. Who knows? But I'll tell you what, the worry is, if you go ahead and do it, those PETA people, that's a national organization, and if they've got the money to put up a billboard, you can bet they'll, who knows what they would try on. They might have picketers out there Groundhog Morning. Boy, wouldn't that be a fun thing. Jeez Louise. Anyway, speaking of the Groundhog, we'll be doing our big Groundhog Day event here in 6 days. Ours will start at 8 o'clock, 8:15 until 10 o'clock. We'll have our Groundhog Pizza out here. And, of course, it's not real Groundhog. My goodness, we better say that now, or the PETA people will be all over us. We've got Groundhog Pizza, which is not real Groundhog. And under 4 slices of the pizza, it will say early spring. Under 4 slices of the pizza, it will say 6 more weeks of winter. And what will happen is at 8:45, our groundhog, which is a groundhog suit, and boy, oh boy, we better make that clear, clearer now than we've ever made it. The groundhog suit will show up here, person in a groundhog suit, and pick a piece of pizza and reveal who's in the groundhog suit, and Mary Ellen Withrow will be here to sign the prediction into, verification with her famous signature. So that's what will happen on Thursday morning. And the weather doesn't sound like it's going to be bad, so that's good. Right now it doesn't sound bad. But of course it sounded bad last week and didn't turn out that way. All right, 740-383-9944. What do you think of our event going on here next week? And what do you think of this story in the Marion Star this morning? But again, it's also in the Columbus Dispatch, so there you go. Just a matter of time before I'm sure that story is picked up several different places, which again will probably, in most cases, put pressure. I just wonder if WMRN had any answer. I would imagine that the people at the Marion Star contacted WMRN to see what their response was to all of this. Does anybody have any thoughts? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, you know what this makes me think about? PETA, which again, I know that they are not trying to do anything bad. I know that they care a lot about animals. But again, this only happens once a year, and I don't understand why they didn't do this 6 months or 8 months ago. Say, hey, you know what? Contact the office privately. You know, hey, maybe you shouldn't be doing this. The person you're using has all these violations, so on and so forth. Maybe you should stop doing this. Or find somebody else to get your groundhog from. Well, no, they put up billboards and right across from the radio station and things of this nature. Wonder how long this billboard has been up. Has anybody driven past this thing? I never heard anything about it until this morning. 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the old groundhog or our groundhog event? At least we'll have something. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. But the story is this morning, without reading it all again, PETA has launched a petition for WMRN to do away with Buckeye Chuck. There's a billboard apparently down on Main Street right across from the radio station asking them to do away with this tradition. And apparently it all stems from using a person who is not licensed to do the groundhog. Let's take the phone call. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, this is PETA.
Oh, my God. I knew it was just a matter of time before you called.
Yeah, people eating tasty animals.
Oh, you know, I just, when this was sent, somebody sent it to me this morning. I don't normally check the Marion Star. Well, I check it quite a bit, but somebody sent this to me this morning, and I was just shocked. It's strange.
Well, you know, I checked, and we do have a license for the groundhog.
Thank God.
It's a driver's license, but that's all right.
You know, were you able, apparently it's in the dispatch today. Did you see that as well?
No, I haven't seen the dispatch since 1987.
Well, I'm just curious because I see it's in the Star, I see it's in the dispatch. I wonder if WMRN has answered the call here, because I see the PETA petition, that's what I read, but I don't know what the story actually says.
Well, I hope they don't cave in. I mean, there's no harm being done, and if they need to get a different provider, they can get a different provider, but to cave in, you know, that would be the wrong thing for them to do.
Doesn't this sound like that? Here's what it sounds like happened. This Cocos Entertainment apparently was doing this illegally. Now, I can fault WMRN for not checking on that.
Who checked on groundhog license? Come on.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but I mean, apparently she's been cited, suspended. You know, in this day and age, you probably should check that thing. I that doesn't sound good, I guess. I would wonder how they even stumbled upon her. Did she show up one day and say, I want to show groundhogs?
Well, I think they should have people showing up, you know, bringing their therapy groundhogs, you know, so that they'll be acceptable.
Apparently, one of our listeners out there, Kevin, just said what I said earlier on the PETA website is what it's saying in the Marion Star online. But has WMRN answered it? That's what I'm at. Kevin, if you've got the Marion Star out there, has WMRN answered? Did they say what they're going to do? They only got 6 days. You know, Bob, I don't... all I'm saying, back again to what I said before, it sounds like it started with this person, and now they're just saying, hey, stop it altogether, or find... Isn't it weird they're saying use a costume groundhog?
Yeah.
What's the irony? The first year that we would be doing that, this would happen.
You know, with so many other problems in the world, you know, why pick on the groundhog?
Right, and again, I know people who have been involved in PETA. I know they're not doing... There's nobody who's probably ever even been to Groundhog Buckeye Chuck Day from PETA. I know what they're saying. I get it. They don't want animals harmed. I get that. And probably when they pulled up this record of this company, Cocos Entertainment, they were probably angry. All these violations and citations and not even a license to do it. I get that.
Well, and that's where I think you're a little misguided. Because, I mean, if the problem is with the supplier, then they should be, you know, going after the supplier, not people who are promoting healthy treatment of animals. You know, I mean, they hit the wrong party there.
Well, it sounds to me like because they were going to use them again, that's where the problem began. Because apparently they were going to use Cocos Entertainment again this year. And then it turned into, well, first of all, you need to stop doing that because she's not licensed to do it. And I'll tell you, with the state, with apparently that being a state law since 2011, I can pretty well assure you of this without knowing something. She ain't going to be doing it Thursday.
Yeah.
And where do you get a groundhog on 6 days' notice?
Yeah.
Because apparently you have to have a licensed person since 2011.
And who has to have the license? Does the radio station have to have the license? Or does
apparently the person... You have to have a license to exhibit.
Because it's probably all the radio station personnel exhibiting the individual groundhog.
Yeah, there's radio personnel down there. I mean, not a joke, but I doubt that they have 5 people there at this point.
I'm quite sure about that. Yeah.
And like I said, iHeartMedia will probably ultimately make this decision. Nobody up the street. and with that billboard across the street and PETA coming after you. And that's why I hope this is not picked up nationally, because you can bet that will shut it down. Because if this is picked up nationally, which is what PETA wants, you can guarantee iHeartMedia will cancel it, no doubt in my mind.
But, you know, I did a lot of research, which you have for your trivia the day before, that there are three cities in Ohio that have a, you know, groundhog event using a live groundhog in the past, and you know, there are dozens and dozens of cities across the, you know, the U.S. and Canada doing live groundhog events. I mean, Does every city and every place have a groundhog billboard now? What's going on?
Well, that's why I'm saying something went on here, and I think it started with this group, Cocos Entertainment. Well, here's apparently, Kevin's giving us an update here. It says apparently what the article says online is this is what he's saying, Kevin, our listener out there. This is the only thing it says in the Marion Star. The 43rd annual Groundhog Day celebration at WMRN is scheduled from 7 to 8 a.m. on Thursday, February 2nd, according to a press release from the radio station. Representatives of Buckeye Chuck will present his forecast at 7:40 a.m. on Thursday. The event will be broadcast on 1490 AM WMRN, the iHeart app, and Buckeye Chuck's Facebook page. So looks like no groundhog suit. Looks like representatives for Buckeye Chuck will be giving his prediction. So there you go.
So the groundhog has people.
Well,
the Secret Service groundhog.
You know, and I wonder who this is going to be. Who are the representatives? I'm going to, geez, Louise. Who would be the representatives for the groundhog? I mean, honest to goodness, in your mind, if you had to pick a representative for the groundhog, who would it be?
That'd be Shyster Squirrel.
I don't even know what is that. Well,
the groundhog has people. This sounds like an SNL skit. The groundhog has people, and he's not coming out until he gets proper representation.
Well, apparently, yeah, he's staying away this year, and somebody in representation. Now, I wonder if that'll be a radio station person. I'm trying to think of who you would have in representation of Buckeye Chuck. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out before Thursday, but sounds
maybe,
like...
Maybe they'll want to hire our groundhog to come down there and speak for Buckeye Chuck.
Well, I guess if the price is right.
It can be done.
I know iHeart. I know iHeart Media has got those deep pockets.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't know. I guess we know now. It's going to be representatives. No groundhog.
It's going to be an even bigger event now, because people will be wanting to come down and see what happens. And they'll come down to our celebration as well.
Yeah, well, now we certainly got a lot of attention focused in on Marion for Groundhog Day. But have we spoken since the Mary Ellen announcement?
I heard the announcement on the radio the other day.
What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's great. You know, she's going to really certify this with her Guinness Book of World Record signature.
So that's why I say this is why I was saying the other day, the placards under there will have to be good, because we'll probably, once she signs it, we'll probably sign, date it, and frame it.
So I think this just goes to prove that once you're in the upper crust, doors open for you. You know, she never would have been the groundhog representative here without being in the upper crust society.
No, you're right. You're right. I can divulge the other secret now, by the way, since we're getting so close. Yeah, here's the other secret. We decided that our groundhog cannot just be standing out here shaking people's hands. So our groundhog will arrive at 8:45, delivered here by Buckeye Guy, OSU superfan.
Oh, my goodness.
Another ripple.
This is just getting bigger and bigger.
So we'll have an event. I mean, we'll be outside. Sounds like the weather's going to be halfway decent, so that'll be good. We'll probably only be outside the first hour. I don't know what point would be out there to be out after the break, but we'll be out there from 8 to 9, and so what will happen? We'll have the pizza outside. We'll have Mary Ellen will be out there. I'll be out there. Linda and I will be co-hosting the event, Mary Ellen, I'm sure, will be talking, and then at 8:45, Buckeye Guy will pull up with the groundhog, and everything will commence.
It's just getting bigger and bigger, I'll tell you.
And it is open to the public, by the way. And I'm not sure we're going to have any kind of a crowd because it's not like it's been advertised that way. But people have asked me about attending. So if you want to attend, feel free. Come down. Sarah, drive your bus over. You know, park it out in front here while all the festivities are going on. Find out if we're going to have an early spring.
We'll just have to make sure the groundhog is in the street when the bus comes by.
Yes, yes. But So I think we've got a really interesting thing. Maybe we'll do our plaque presentation before the groundhog, and then we'll move inside at 9:15 to finish up the program that day.
Yep.
But who's in the groundhog suit? That's a big question.
It's big. It'll be big.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Any more information on the Buckeye Chuck story this morning? Now, that's our groundhog event, and you're more than welcome to come. We haven't presented it that way as an open event, but hey, we're going to be outside apparently. So if you want to come and see it, feel free. We'll be there. 740-383-9944. Warren Groundhog Harding. Any thoughts on the whole Buckeye Chuck controversy? And as we have it now, and it may change, it's just trickling in here. PETA has apparently decided that using a live groundhog on Groundhog Day is not the thing to be doing anymore. So they've done away with Buckeye Chuck as a groundhog, but representatives for Buckeye Chuck will be presenting his prediction. So that's what we got so far. That'll be happening from 7 to 8. All right, has anybody else read the newspaper article this morning? 740-383-9944. Do want to remind everybody, Pastor Spot coming up from 9:15 until 10. I'll be back on at 10:15. And I think Linda will be in at some point today, so we'll be talking more about this whole situation. And what's going to happen at our event coming up on Thursday. We've also got, Abby is supposed to come in today. You know, Abby and Buckeye Guy and Mike McGinnis from My 600-Pound Life had a great taping here at the studio last night. We had a lot of fun. Maybe we'll talk about that today. But we also do have some Dear Abby questions for Abby at 12:15 today. So that's coming up. You won't want to miss that for love nor money, as they say. Holy moly. What a few days. All right, again, phone lines are open. And remember, you know, I always get calls at home when I'm here at the studio on Friday. So remember, the phone line at the studio is where we are, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz about the Buckeye Chuck event or our event or whatever else you got going on. Now, only if the dog collar got this kind of attention. Remember the dog collar, return of Laddie Boy's dog collar, Harding's dog's dog collar, $5,000, and as Prosecutor Grogan said on Monday, no charges, and Police Chief Jay McDonald said, no questions. So you can bring that dog collar back and collect $5,000 with no penalty. All you got to do is come here to the radio station. You could give us your name now. It wouldn't matter. Who are we going to contact? Nobody. 740-383-9944. All right. You know, here's the thing about this Buckeye Chuck thing. I have another point to make on this. Is that animals are dear to people's hearts. How many times do we hear in the obituaries where it says somebody is survived by their animal? You know, I understand that. I am sympathetic to that. But what I'm confused about is the timing of this. Why do it days before Groundhog Day? Is that a publicity thing? I guess I don't understand. Maybe I'm in the dark ages on this, I guess. Oh, Lord. Well, that's showbiz. 740-383-9944. We've only got 6 minutes left this hour, so if you've been thinking about calling in, give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. Do you think they should have a live groundhog on Groundhog Day? I mean, I've already made my opinion clear on this one, and I'll tell you why. And normally, I don't give opinions on the air, but I'll tell you why I gave an opinion on this. Number one, because of my friend Charlie, who was a legendary broadcaster, as far as I'm concerned, is a legendary broadcaster. His shows are still on here every day, 7 a.m., 1 in the afternoon, and 7 at night. And this is something he started. So that's why, particularly, it sticks in my crawl. Number two, the fact that they couldn't have done this back in October. They couldn't have come to WMRN back in October and said, don't do this, find an alternative. That would have given WMRN time maybe to find somebody who's licensed to exhibit groundhogs. And then the final part of this is, you know, that billboard's up there just to humiliate. I mean, you put it right across from the radio station. You're there trying to humiliate the radio station into not doing this, and apparently they're not going to do it. According to the newspaper, representatives for Buckeye Chuck will give the prediction. Now, who that is, I have no idea. Hopefully somebody good. 740-383-9944. Anybody got any idea who those representatives are? Now, there would be news. We could just break in with that this morning. I'm trying to think of who would even be a representative for Buckeye Chuck. Is it somebody from the radio station? Is it... I don't know who that would be. Maybe a lawyer. That's what you need at this point. You need a good lawyer. Just like the issues we had with the Harding dog collar. You need a lawyer to come on here like Ray Grogan and straighten this whole thing out. Maybe he'll have to go deal with the groundhog thing now since the dog collar thing's been kind of squared away. Who would have ever thought this? I tell you, it just to me blows my mind. I would never have dreamed that there would be something like this. Never would have dreamed it. But I guess it goes to show you reality is more insane than anything you could dream up anyway. 740-383-9944. Any more thoughts on the whole Buckeye Chuck thing? Did anybody else get the newspaper this morning? I'm curious to know, is it in the newspaper? Because our friend Kevin, who sent me the information here, he's reading it in the online version. So I'm not even sure if it's made it to the print edition yet. Is it in the print edition today, or will they hold off tomorrow? I'm not really sure how that works with the Marion Star. 740-383-9944. We've got 3 minutes left here. Does anybody got an opinion? Sarah must have somebody in the bus this morning, or I'm sure she'd be calling in on this. 740-383-9944. Don't forget, we got the pastor spot coming up at 9:15, but I will be back on live this morning at 10:15 a.m. until 1 p.m. Maybe I'll get some answers between now and 10:15. And we'll be on through one, kind of discussing and trying to figure this whole thing out. I guess that's the situation. Well, don't forget our Groundhog event. 8:15 until 10 a.m. Groundhog Day. We've got all kinds of things going on. Groundhog pizza. Our surprise guest in a groundhog suit. And then we've also got the addition of 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, signing the prediction into groundhog lore on that date. And Buckeye Guy will be bringing the groundhog in. The groundhog suit, by the way. We want to make sure we say suit. Go ahead, caller.
You know what this puts me in the mind of?
Oh, go ahead.
Remember when the Me Too people said that Christmas song, Baby, It's Cold Outside, that was like sexual harassment?
Yes, I do remember
this
that.
This is as stupid as that.
Well, here's the thing. With the Baby, It's Cold Outside thing, that was kind of, you know, at the time, that was big, the Me Too movement. People were losing their jobs and things of that nature. But with this, you know, PETA's been around a long time, and they got the dough and the backing to shut you down, which apparently they have done, because now there's going to be representatives for the groundhog.
Isn't that just crazy?
Well, what is that? I mean, who are the... Shouldn't they have said who the representatives were? Or maybe they don't know yet.
I guess next it'll be the Easter Bunny.
Well, see, but again, now that's kind of interesting because we don't use a real Easter Bunny.
And Cupid, he shoots you with his arrow, so that'll be violent.
I guess it's because it's a real animal. I guess that's the real problem they're having. But to me, it's...
Isn't it nuts?
Well, it just, I couldn't believe it when I read that.
What are they even saying is the home? They said harassing the groundhog does what?
It hurts the groundhog.
Oh, baloney. That's probably the most fun the groundhog's ever had in a boring little life.
Well, it just sounds to, it's, because it doesn't sound like they're going after Punxsutawney Phil or anybody. It sounds to me like they ran the background check on this person presenting the groundhog. And when they found out they were not licensed and that they had been cited many times, that's where it started. So then it was, you know, you can't...
Who's the person that provides the licensure for groundhogs?
Well, apparently the state, I guess.
Oh, for crying out loud. Okay, talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we'll be talking more about this as the morning progresses. Pastor Spot coming up next, and I'll be back on 10:15 Live. Don't you go anywhere.
That I have ever talked to, and I can tell you, I won't name names, but there are people who have been in Hollywood and had a great career who are not as kind as you might think they are. This woman exceeds the kindness that you might think she would be. She has the greatest laugh in the world, and